We'll call the Plan Commission meeting to order. Ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skarda.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skolbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence. Jean.
I've done this evening.
Sorry, we have to go back to consider the approval of minutes from April 13th and April 27th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of August 13th and 27th minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
Trustee Serpy, I think you might have said April, not August. So we could just clarify the motion that it's August, not April.
What happened?
I think you said April.
April.
Close enough.
Instead of
August.
August 13th okay. And August 27th.
New business. We'll take items A and B together. They're both public hearings, and we'll take separate votes on both. And the first one is public hearing and consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 1823 for a comprehensive plan amendment. And the second one is a public hearing and consideration for a zoning map amendment. Jean?
I'm sorry, Trustee Serpy. Could we just take citizen comments before that just to see if there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak on other matters? We skip that one. We skipped item five.
Number five.
Oh, we're having a hard time. Let me back up a little bit. Citizens' comment. If you're here for an item that's a public hearing and on the agenda, and you can hold your comments until that item is called. If you wish to approach this board for any other reason, now is your time to do so, and we ask that you give your name and address. Anybody wishing to speak? See?
Hearing no citizen comments, we will take items A and B. The first item is item A, consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 18-23 for a comprehensive plan amendment. And this is at the request of Justin Mathis on behalf of the property owner Luke Bosman, related to the wetlands recently delineated on the vacant property generally located at the 7800 block of 128th Street, to correctly identify the field delineated wetlands into the secondary environmental corridor with a field verified wetland land use designation on the Village 2035 Land Use Plan Map 9.9 and to update Appendix 10-3 of the Village of Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin 2035 Comprehensive Plan to reflect the above noted changes to the 2035 Land Use Plan Map 9.9. And item B, consideration of a zoning map amendment to consider the request of Justin Mathis on behalf of the property owner Luke Bosman related to the wetlands recently delineated on the vacant property generally located at the 7800 block of 128th Street to amend and correct the zoning map to rezone the field delineated wetlands on the property into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The petitioner is requesting approval of amendments to the village's comprehensive plan and the zoning map, and this is to reflect the field delineated wetlands on the property known as Lot 2 of Certified Survey Map 2403, which is generally located at the 7800 block of 128th Street, as shown on the slide. A wetland delineation was completed on the property by Stantec Consulting Services, Inc., and approved by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, as indicated in the attached letter from the Wisconsin DNR, which was dated May 8, 2018. The field delineated wetland areas, including the pond, will be located within the secondary environmental corridor with a field verified wetland land use designation on the Village 2035 Land Use Plan Map 9.9. The non-wetland areas will be located within the low medium density residential area with an urban reserve land use designation, and the 100-year floodplain will remain unchanged. The land use plan map and the zoning map are required to be consistent. Therefore, the same wetland and pond areas are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The non-wetland areas will be located within the A3 Limited Agricultural District, and the location of the 100-year floodplain will remain unchanged. This is a matter for public hearing, and I'd like to continue the public hearing at this time.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions from the commission. Jim?
Just quickly. The drive, is that going to hook up to the villages? It's not?
No.
Okay. It's on you.
Any other comments
or questions? This is on the east side of the recycling center. This is east of that.
Okay.
Any other comments? What's your pleasure?
I move that we send a recommendation and approve resolution 1823 and send a favorable recommendation to the village board to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as presented.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of resolution 1823. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Your pleasure on item B.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the zoning map amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. All set. Nice job. Item C, consider request of Ken and Kathy Jennings to change the official address of the property located at 9119 Cooper Road.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission in the audience, the owners of the property located at 9119 Cooper Road, tax parcel number 924-122-143-0044, are requesting that a second address be assigned to the 550-square-foot home located on the north side of their property. The property has two homes. The primary home located on the south side of the property was constructed in 1939, and the second home on the north side of the property was constructed in 1954. Both homes were legally constructed at the time since there was no zoning regulations in effect. However, the property is currently zoned R4, Urban Single Family Residential District, which allows for only one living unit per property or one home per property. Therefore, this home is considered a legal nonconforming use. The owners intend to maintain the secondary home on the property and are requesting a second address be assigned to the northern home to eliminate the problems that they've been having with deliveries and other persons trying to locate the current home. In addition, since both homes are located on the same parcel with the same address, problems could be created for emergency response personnel. On September 17, 2018, the Village Board had adopted Resolution 18-31, and this was to initiate the change in the official address in the Village pursuant to Article 4 of the Village Ordinances. The Village Board will be holding a public hearing to consider changing of the address of the northern home from 9119 Cooper Road to 9115 Cooper Road, while the southern home will retain the address of 9119 Cooper Road. This is not a matter for public hearing before the Plan Commission, and the staff recommends that the Plan Commission approve the address change as requested.
And this is brought forward by the Jennings?
Correct.
Okay. Comments and questions?
If there are none, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Plan Commission approve the address change as requested.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the address change for Ken and Kathy Jennings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item D, consider approval of Plan Commission Resolution 1824 to initiate zoning text amendments related to accessory dwelling units.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, this is Plan Commission Resolution 18-24, and this is to initiate zoning text amendments. The Plan Commission may initiate a petition for amendments of the zoning ordinance, which could include rezoning of property, change in the district boundaries, or changes in the text of the ordinance. The village staff has received several inquiries this year alone related to allowing for a possible mother-in-law suite as a separate living unit within a single-family home. The single-family districts currently allow for only one dwelling unit per property, whereas other communities throughout the country allow for a smaller independent residential dwelling unit located within a single-family home. This is often referred to as an accessory dwelling unit. The village staff is proposing to evaluate the need for and possible zoning regulations to consider whether an accessory dwelling unit would be appropriate in our community. Therefore, the Plan Commission, as follows, is initiating and petitioning the village staff to evaluate the accessory dwelling unit definition and procedures, regulations, and bring forth an ordinance for discussion and consideration. The proposed changes in the zoning text are hereby referred to the village staff for our further study and recommendation. The Plan Commission is not, by this recommendation or this resolution, making any determinations regarding the merits of the proposed changes, but is only initiating the process by which any proposed changes to the zoning text could be considered by the Plan Commission and the Board as it relates, again, to this accessory dwelling unit concept. The staff recommends approval of Resolution 18-24 as presented.
I'm glad you're bringing this forward, Gene. I think there's a need for something like this in the village and elsewhere for that matter. And I'd look for a motion for approval on this.
It's public hearing, no?
No.
It's not a public hearing. It's just to initiate the process for us to examine. So it's just a village plan commissioner's.
We'll set it for a public hearing, right?
We'll set it for a public hearing.
Just a quick question, Gene. Are you looking at having it within an existing home or another building?
So that's an interesting comment. There are some communities in some areas of the state that do allow for a secondary unit. We are actually investigating more of it being within an existing single-family home.
Okay. With that said, I'll make a motion to move forward.
Second.
Motion made a second for approval of Resolution 1824. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made a second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.